Good morning, everybody. I'd like to start today the next simon. Simon Kuf Pei Zion, Rabtu. And that's the sugya of Harod Dam Machmas Tashmish. In the previous simon, we were talking about the requirements of Bedikya before and afterwards, and obviously it relates. But here we're talking specifically about the case of Harod Dam Machmas Tashmish, where she actually bleeds on account of Tashmish. It's not a matter of doing bedikah; she actually bleeds. So the point of departure here is the sugya in Nida toward the end of Masechta and of Samech Hey Amud Bey, source number one. The Gemara said, "Tana Rabbanan, Haro Dam Machmas Tashmish." Right, the woman sees dam on account of Tashmish. It's pretty rare, but it happens every once in a long while. And Rashi right away, by the way, in source two on the Samech Hey Amud Bey, Rashi says right away, "Haro Dam Lav B'Msula Kamari Ela B'Dam Nidus." We're not talking about whether she was a basula, this is the first time or one of the first times when she's having sexual relations, and therefore, you know, this penetration breaks the basulim, and therefore there's blood. We're not talking about that. It's not talking about dam basulim. She tells us right off the bat. We're talking about there's no question it's dam neither. Okay? So, Mishamesh is palm rishona. So she can have it be once, Shlisha to be two times, three times with this man. But Mikanva elech lo tishamesh. But if... beyond that, she can't. Assuming all three times, obviously, she saw down. Right? If she can't continue with this man, okay? If she continues to see down, and she'll have to get divorced. She'll have to get divorced. And Rashi explains, as the Gemara says, Ajitis Garish, Vitino Sela Acher. Rashi is the reason that works in the top of Samach Vav and Aleph's third source. Rashi needs Samach Vav and Aleph to Masmo Vitino Sela Acher. Right? Not every person is the same. Okay. That's what obviously is the Loshan's, you know, Loshan Aki over here. But yeah, again, not every person's body is the same. Not the emotions are the same or the penetration is the same and so on. Everybody's different. And therefore, the fact that she had a chazoka that three times she saw Dam Machmas Tashrish, it could be three times Machmas Tashrish with this first husband. Had to do with him and the way their bodies interacted, so that generated the dam nida. But as lav dafka, that's going to be the case with a different husband. Therefore, she's allowed. She has to leave the first husband, unfortunately, but she's allowed to marry the second husband because not everybody's the same. Then it says nises la'acher. So she went ahead. She got married to somebody else. In the second line of source one. This is now on Samach Vav Mod Aleph. Nises la'acher. Ross adam machas hashem again. So again, mishameshes pam rishono shneu shlishes. That happens again three times. So Mikan Ba'elech Lo Tashamish. Again, she can't be with him anymore. So she'll marry a third thing. Marry a third man. The same thing happens to the second husband, so she can marry a third man. Okay? Then Nisus La'achar Rav Sadam Machas Tashmish Shameshes Pam Rishon Shnir Shlisho. She says Mikan Ba'elech Lo Tashamish Achatil Yo Katzma. Okay, she won't be able to continue. She'll have to do Bedika, and if there's nothing helps, and so on, then she's not going to be able to be married. Okay? Rashi says, okay, so that's the sugya of, the simple sugya of Ra Dam Machmas Tashmish. She can't remain having relations, not with this husband, because it is sometimes part of it has to do with the biological situation. The lining, you know, extends further down and so on, so there's more sensitivity, whatever it is, yeah. Right, so that's what I'm saying. So the assumption is that it's not a makir. We found that's you have to do. each time you probably have to go to a doctor and determine whether it's damaka or not, and there's a limit how long you live like that. But if it's not a damaka, apparently, as I say, sometimes the lining is such. It's rare. It's a condition, you know. And again, the whole road amachus tashrish is not the common situation, but it does come up once in a while. And then they're not going to be able to stay together, you know. It's most of the time it's not a problem. Most of the time, you know, there is some irritation or some other type of thing. Well, not machus makom. This account probably is not. I mean, it's ascertained. There's not machus makom. Okay. Now, as a side point, Rashi there in the second Rashi on Samach Vav Mod Aleph in source three says v'tinosa la'acher. Rashi says the tlosa zimnin be'inan l'chazaka, because, you know, this is a typical din of chazaka, right? You need three times. So you have three different husbands. Okay. So, he says, this is k'roshim gamliel. This is like k'roshim gamliel. B'kulu g'asim v'shlisha. It's always the third time. So it requires a chazaka. It's a din of like k'roshim gamliel. Remember, we discussed that at length. Machokas Rebbe and k'roshim gamliel back in earlier in the year, the Gaon Yevamos. discuss whether Chazaka establishes it two times or three times. So here, Rashi tells us this is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says they need a Chazaka three times. Three times to establish Chazaka. Just as a point, it's not our issue. I don't want to go into it in great length, but Tosas there, and neither some Vav and Aleph, in source four, Dima Masa and Amenes points out that Bari Mefarish, Afilu Rebbe, Moda Barah Machmet Tashish, the boy Gimel Zimnin Lachazuka. Here, even Rebbe agrees that three times needed. If you remember, we discussed at the time, we were discussing a pattern, or we were discussing a chalos. Remember, we had that lumdus. So that relates to this also. Okay, so again, I don't want to spend the time on it now. We discussed it at some length early in the year, of whether, you know, what is the nature of the chazaka? Right? Is there a chalos shame that requires three times? Or it's a, anyway, so but point is, I don't know, I'm not making too big a deal out of it, because Rashi says it's like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Right, that Rashi, Dumas the second, the Dumas with Tinus al Acher, sounds like Rashi holds not like Rebbe. And Tosa said, no, even Rebbe would agree. Is that a Machokas Rashi? And Tosa Rashi is simply pointing out that it follows the sheet to hear Shemuel. Even Rebbe would agree. Again, I don't want to make too big a production about it, but the Tosa goes out of his way to tell us that even Rebbe, he would agree that we need three times. Okay, so the question now is, how do we determine Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish? She gets her period, okay? And the question is, you know, at what point? How close to Tashmish? In other words, at what point, you know, I mean, let's say she always gets her period, you know, a day after, or an hour after, or 4 hours. At what point do we say, Romach, Dor Adam, Machmas Tashmish, that it's considered to be Machmas Tashmish, right? To the extent that he can't stay with it anymore. Because, again, the assumption being that, you know, if it was immediately afterwards, means she was neither one whenever having tashmish. At what point do you say that? After a while, you know, she always gets her period the day after having tashmish. You know, I mean, there's some pattern the day after having tashmish. We're not going to call that raw down once with tashmish. We have to assume that she was neither when she was having tashmish, right? But if it's the proximity is so tight, then it seems obvious we have to assume, or be cautious at least, that she was neither at the time of the, you know, of the initial act of tashmish. That's really the question: what is the zman? Okay, what defines ro adam machmas tashmish? So, with that, we go back to a Mishnah, source number five. A Mishnah in either daf yud dalad amud aleph, which we've had, okay, we've seen a couple of times, which is not talking directly about ro adam machmas tashmish, but the Mishnah says as follows: on daf yud dalad amud aleph, we had it. Mishnah derech benos yisrael meshamshos b'shnei eidim echad lo ve'echad lo, v'atzulos misakno shlishi l'sakan habayis. Right, the Benos Yisrael and the Benos Yisrael use two Adam, one for him, one for her, to check. And again, Rashi explains in six, Yudar Rav Echad Lo Echad Lo LeKaneach LaAchar Tashmish. Right, that's to clean up, to inspect, and so after Tashmish. And it's still have something before also. Okay, now continues the Mishnah. There's the Mishnah. Nimtza Al Shelo. Okay, if after they have Tashmish, Nimtza Al Shelo. Some dam is found on his cloth, his cloth he cleaned himself with. So then Tamei, and they're both Tamei. Okay. Obviously the dam didn't come from him. Men don't discharge dam. So obviously whatever dam they found was found on the cloth came from her. So she's Tamei because it was obviously a Rias Nida, unless we can be taller than something else, but the assumption is she has a Rias Nida. And he's Tamei because he was Baal Nida. Hagam was Bishoge, but it's Baal Nida. We discussed that at the very beginning of the year, right? That, you know, Baal Nida becomes Tamei. So aside from whatever other problems there are, but the ball neither Bishoge, you don't question, we're not talking about that they knew in advance this was going to happen, but if the dam is found in his cloth, so she's Tamei because she's an either, and he's Tamei because the ball neither Bishoge. So that's Tamei and Mechav and Carbon. Okay. Okay. Then that's if, now, Nimtza Al Shelah, what if the dam was found on her cloth? So now it depends when. Osyom, remember that word means immediately. Osyom, immediately. So then again, Tamei, Mechav, and Karban. If the dam was found when she checked her cloth, it was immediate that she checked it and found out. So then again, obviously, if she checked it right after having Tashmish, it means when she was having Tashmish, she was a Nida. So she's Tamei, and he's Tamei because he was Baal Nida, Bishogi. But Nimsal Shalala Achar Zman. But if it was found on her garment, you know, on her cloth, Lachazman. So then, Tamei Misafik uptur min hakarban. Okay, we'll see the Rashi say Tamei Misafik. Okay, we're not sure whether she was actually in need at the time when he was with her. Okay, but uptur min hakarban. Before we read the next line of the Mishnah, because that's the key for us, but the Mishnah again is discussing basically just to focus clearly on what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah's discussion is whether dam found after Tashmish was present during Tashmish. That's really the question. Was the dam that was discovered on the Bedikah Kluz after Tashmish, do we have to assume that dam was actually present during Tashmish? Because if so, then they both are going to have to bring, you know, Korban Chatas, okay? If we're not sure, then you have to bring it on Rosh Toloi, and if not, then there's no Korban, okay? So if the dam was found in his aid, so then it's for sure from Tashmish, so you have to bring a Korban Chatas of both of them. If it's on hers, it depends when, okay? If she found it immediately, she has to bring a Chatas. If post, okay, at least it's a post, is then it's a Suffolk, right? An Rosh Toloi. And if it's well afterwards, what I'll call for our presentation, post, it's later on, so then there's no carbon. But now the question obviously is what? What exactly is post? And what's post? At what point is it so much later that it's not relevant? Yeah, Ezra.
The guy is Tamek Misafek? Is Tamek Misafek or the woman also?
Both.
The woman is not Vaday Tamek. She's Suffolk.
Yeah. What do you mean? One second. No. Tamek Misafek. Oh, you're asking, but she definitely got her period.
I'm saying it's definitely, it seems like she should be Vaday Tame and just the guy should be Suffolk.
Yeah, just a second. Why is that not so?
Meaning if it refers to like the ace of the ace sort of thing, or meaning.
Yeah. Again, we're talking about, because this mission is really, right, this mission is really talking about Taurus. Okay, so second is with Taurus. Let's see Rashi. Okay. Look at for example the second to last one. It's a question of whether we have to mitame her retro in terms of what do you call it of Taurus that she dealt with. You know, she was Osekis with that. That's the issue. But let's look in Rashi. Okay, let's look in Rashi. So number six. Echad lo ve'echad lo lekanech lachatash. Second, the bias kama livdo klif neitashmish lahach achatz v'albayla and so on. Okay, we talked about that. The tznus. And by the way, Rashi says that every woman has to have that. The chumar, the tznus, was not to have something to inspect afterwards, inspect before, but rather you could use the same ape at the same cloth. We discussed that already. So nimta damal shalo, afru lachar zman, shashal lachar lebila zman, aruch kodem kinuach. What does it mean, lachar zman? He didn't check right away after me. He checked some time afterward. Okay? And he found that it was dam. So even with zman aruch, we adur shalad dam b'shas tashmish. Okay, when else would it have come from? They didn't look at the thing till much later. When else would it come from? So then, Tmeim Shneim Tumos Shiva Kedim Bo Alida Ksiv Usin Nidas Olav. Like we discussed at the beginning of the year. Now with her, it depends when. Osyom means Miyad Lachar Bila, right away. So then, also they're both coming and so on. But Lachar Zman Lachar Osyom Tmeim Misafek Shneim Shiva Yomim Umiyot Tumos Safek Hu Lislo Savalo Lisrov. That's the Safek. Okay, in terms of the what to do with the Taurus, so you have to burn them and so on. Okay, that's the issue. All right, but if it's later than that, so then there's no Korban because there was no Suffolk. Okay, so again, the question in the mission is: so what is considered later or not? All right, right. So that's it. So look back. So again, I'll go over again. The issue is whether dam was present. Whether we have to assume that dam was present during Tashmish. So now it depends when it was found. It was found on his. It doesn't matter when it was found because it obviously was there. Bishas Tashmish. How else did he get blown on his thing? Okay, it doesn't come from him. Okay, with her, it's going to depend. If her, it's right away also. But if it's afterwards, we don't have to assume that the dam came from was it there at the time of Tashmish. Okay, we don't have to assume that she did a bdika. X after Tashmish, maybe the first the blood appeared after Tashmish. So there's no assumption that there's a requirement for any Suffolk or any carbon. Okay, but the Gemara Mishnah asks at the end of five, Ezo Achazman. How long? There's a difference in din whether it's Osyom or Achazman. That's what the Mishnah makes a distinction, right? Osyom is immediate. Achazman is after some time. So the question of the Mishnah is, well, what's Osyom and what's Achazman? So the Mishnah says, Ezo Achazman, Kadesh Terid Min Hamito V'Tadiach Ponel. Okay? Tepaneh means our face, but Lashon Sag, you know, Lashon Akiyah, it's hanging on that part of the body. Okay? If she doesn't check right when she's in the bed, she gets off and she goes, you know, to wash somewhere and finds it then. That's already not called Osyom. Then we can assume that the dam came after the Tashmish and we're, you know, and we're Makel. That's the language of, that's what the Mishnah says. Okay? All right, and with me, so Osyom means as long as you're in bed. All right, so that's what comes out. So if we think about it for a moment, what comes out really there to clarify. All right, there are three dinim depending on the circumstances. We find dam on his aid, or if we find it on hers immediately, then the chayav doing a korban chatas, because we assume was a case of bol nida b'shogeg. The dam was there b'shas tashmish. If it was a little bit after that, so then it's a suffek and it's an asham toli. If it's after, what I call post, okay, then no carbon is brought because there's no suffering. You know, Hagam, it should be a need. Go back to your question. It should be a need. But in terms of, suffering and so on, in terms of the act of beer, there's no problem. That's the Mishnah. Good? All right. Now, and what is the difference? What's the cutoff point between Osyom and Lachazman? So Osyom means, I guess, she's still in bed, checks right away, and Osyom is Kadesh Terim and Amita v'Tadeich Panel. We have time to get to it, off the bed and to go clean herself and so on. The Gemara, if we look in source 7, the Gemara on that Mishnah Yudal or Beis, the Gemara says, Uramina, 1 second. Ezu Achazman, Pirsha Lezer Ritzarak, Kadesh Toshit Yoda Tachas Hakar, O Tachas Hakesas, Utito E Vitivdorbo. The Gemara says the time to check immediately means she takes a cloth from under the pillow and her blanket while she's still on the bed. Okay, that's already called Achazman. Okay, that's less than what the Mishnah said. Okay, because then I have to get off the bed even. And that's how the Rosh Hashanah has been. They get off the bed. All right, so that's, you know, as long as she has to move around or do something, okay, that's already called Achazman. Right, she shouldn't have the cloth right there. She had to reach over and move around and so on. So that, again, that's a lesser time to distinguish between Osyom and Lachazman. So to steer it to the Mishnah, right, this price, the name of the Ritzalik. So Amar Chista, my Achar. In the Mishnah, when it says Achazman, okay, when the Mishnah said Achazman is Kadesh Terem, Matir, but now that doesn't mean post, that's post. The Mishnah is defining what's post. Okay, what's after? Are you saying my terminology here? Between, again, there's immediate, there's post, and there's post. Those are the three zmanim here. Okay, so we ask, the Mishnah asks, what's considered post? So it says, Kadesh Terem Melamita V'Tadich Panel. So the Gemara brings a Bryce and it says, no, that's already seems to be post, because post is right away, reaching under the pillow and finding the aid and checking and so on. So Rav Chista said, yeah, that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means, Achar doesn't mean Achar post, but post. So yes, give me 1 second. One second. Okay. That doesn't work, because, again, Rav Chista just simply said the Mishnah was talking about Achar, all right? But the Mishnah said in the case of Achar Zman, that Tmei Misafik, which is not true by Achar. You can't split the language of the Mishnah. Take a look back in the Mishnah. Okay, you can't tell me, look what it says in the middle of line 2 of the Mishnah, back in 5. It says, Nimtzal shalo la'achar zman, t'mei misafik. Eizeu achar zman, kedei sheteri min ha'mita v'tadich paner. You just told me, Rav Chista, that when the Mishnah says at the end, Eizeu achar zman, that doesn't mean immediately after, that means post. But that means that the phrase la'achar zman, a few words earlier, also has to mean post, and there it says they're t'mei misafik. That's not true post. Post to nothing. You can't you hear the tiny against Rav Chista? You understand? You can't split like that. You can't say that, well, in the first part of the Mishnah, when it says, Nimtzal Shalola Achar Zman, oh, that means right after. That's post. And when it says, Ezo Achar Zman, it means post. That doesn't work. And so you're going to tell me both times it means post, that would be consistent. Then you're running into a problem, because Nimtzal Shalola Achar Zman, if you're saying that really means Achar, like Rav Chista just said, my Achar, so then it says that it's Tmei Misafik. That's not true. Yeah, that's not true. That's Tmei Misafik. After all, it's Achar. All right? So that's not true that it's Tmei Misafik in that case. So, so that's the question. So, Hachi Kamar, 1 second. So Ezel Acharzman, Kadesh Terban Amita Vatevanel, question mark. So Halki Kamar, Ezel Acharzman, Kadesh Toshit Yodal Atachas Akar, Ola Tachas Akasas Vatito Evitibo, Ukadesh Terban Amita Vatadiakas Panel, Machok Kiban Chacham, it's not our issue. Now basically, he argues that in effect, there's a Chsuri Mechsura. That's what Rashi says. Let's look in Rashi. Let's look in Rashi in 8. Okay? You down raise 8. Shatoshi v'oda v'mita. Ha'kadesh ha'teret shura rabba. Enat mitam ishbola ha'kashar magameis leis. Okay? It's a distinction when she's in the bed and gets out of bed, like we said before. So my achar, this is what Chisda said, my achar, the son of Mishnissim, ezo achar's man, kadesh ha'teret, lava achar's yom koi, the 20 mesofik, Elayzeu achar zman shu achar osu shel achar asyom. Post, I'm calling it. Achar. Okay, that's how he learns it. So that's what Chizda. But then I asked Chizda, what do you mean? Boy, but said, well, Allah kasani, Amat me misafik, kamishun thomas baal, I feel the bottom. So what's going on? So hachi kama. Kasura mechsura, says Rashi. I'm not going to spell it out, but kasura mechsura means there's a lacuna, a gap in the text. Vachi kasani. Ezehu achar zman shen me misafik, kadesha toshu, kama. Okay, different issue, but that's already post. He rereads on the Mishnah that those two sections what I just said before would seem to be talking about the same thing. That was a tiny against of Chista. How do you have the same words? Means there's a gap in the text. Explains and that's how he learned it. Okay, Machos Rekira, I'm not interested right now. Okay, the intermediate stage and so on. And then Vachakach son, it's funny to see Vachakach Matame Isla. So anyway, Tama Amakish Shosa Yoser, Bigdesha Terid, who the Pligia, Bigdesha Terid Tuma, Phil Rabba, Vakasha Brasha, Gdesha Toshit. Okay, again, I don't have to read the rest. You can read the rest yourself, but it just spells out the rest of the mission. The bottom line is that that's the Sheet of Rechizda. If we come to the end, we'll skip over the part of Kim Hammer. Ashi Omar, okay, Rav Ashi Omar. Idi v'idi chad shiruhu. E biyada, kadesh termina mito tekhvanel. Ein e biyada, kadesh toshi yoda, tachta karl, tachta kesef, tito ein, v'tidoko. Ravashi learns differently altogether. Ravashi simply says that both of these things are the same shir. It's not a riminu, it's not a stira. Right, to suppose it's a stira. Rabbi Lazarus Tzadok said, kadesh toshi yoda, tachta karl, which seems like it's a lower, still shorter time. So comes Ravashi, no, not really a shorter time. It just depends whether she has the cloth in hand or not. So again, says Ravashi, either be the chad shiru, a biyada kadesha termina mito tekhana, a biyada kadesha toshit yod. Just look for it. It also takes time. Okay, all aside, under the pillow, under the blanket, or whatever, and check out. Okay, and check yourself. So it's the same thing. Look in Rashi, a biyada. She ain't a tzrichel hosh yod tachzakar. Have a shiru kadesha termina today. Also eight. But ain't a biyada the boy lahoshi on the tachas akar, but they should toshi the tivdok the oda b'mita. It's the same time. Okay, it's the same time. But chista filo a biyada nafish kadesh terim kadesh toshi hilchol achar afu. He said no, it takes more time to get off the bed. That's where chista. But according to Rashi, it comes out that it's the same time. Okay, that's the gemara. Now, so what is this? Is all very interesting, but let's recall, and I said it at the outset, this sugya on Daf Yudalet has nothing to do with Roa Dar Machmas Tashmish, per se. We're not talking that she saw Dar Machmas Tashmish, or with any kind of regularity. A particular thing happened this time, okay, and they have to check it, and we have to assume that the Dar that they found on the cloth was there B'Shas Tashmish. But this is not the case. Just again, this is not the case of Roa Dar Machmas Tashmish. That's what I'm trying to... the stress here. That's not the case, but we can apply it because the slots, the times of immediate post and post will be relevant to understanding how we can define Roa Dar Machmas Tashmish. You hear what I'm saying? Rishonim bring this sugya in, even though the Gemara there on Daf Yudalad is not talking. The Gemara we started with on Daf Samech, hey, that's talking about Roa Dar Machmas Tashmish. This sugya on Daf Yudalad was not Roa Dar Machmas Tashmish, it's a sugya in general. Okay, and really, it's actually talking about Taras, but from the what we learned from that sugi about these three different time slots, okay, that we can apply to our case. You follow? And that's what the Rishonim do. Okay? Let's take a look at source 9. The Ravid, because again, our case is also, you know, it's really the same question, right? There, Adaf Yudalad, the case is, for how long do we assume that when we find this dam, we have to assume that maybe the dam was there, b'shas tashmish, and therefore we have a carbon, a bond, the b'shogeg, and whatever else, all right? In our case, it's really the same thing. The question is, how long after tashmish does the bedika render her a roa dam, machmas tashmish? You follow? That's really what we're trying to figure out. How long after finding, you know, after the act of tashmish, does finding dam render a roa dam, machmas tashmish? In other words, you have the same three zmanim, you know, as in the case over there, in the Mishnah Daf Yudalit. All right, there, what happened was you found dam on a cloth after tashmish, so we're going to apply it to roa dam, machmas tashmish, which is, you know, we're trying to figure, she actually bleeds because of the tashmish. And if you look at that, and if that happens three consecutive times, she has to divorce and so on. Unless he can be told in a maka, like we said before, some kind of internal irritation or whatever else. So the question to determine is if, you know, the question we're trying to figure out, is this dam that she sees, quote unquote, machmas tashmish? Is that an account, mamash account of tashmish? So again, so we can just spell out the same thing. If the dam is on him, okay, or if she checks mamash immediately, so that's what we call machmas tashmish. Yeah, that's not what the Torah did dollar, but lemaisa it is. Or the Yadala, we're just trying to say that it was there, but they're not looking into whether now it's going to happen three times. We're applying what's going on over there. It's not totally unrelated. Okay, we're just, it's not, we're, let me clarify this. It's not that the two sugars are unrelated and we're just applying the same three zmanim. Just like the sugar Daf Yadala is trying to tell us what, you know, do we have to be choshesh that the dam that was found on the cloth now was really there, b'shas tashmish, with respect to carbonus and tumah and so on, okay? So we're going to, same thing over here. We're trying to establish whether she was a roa dam, machmas, keyword is machmas, or mechamat, you know, technically, on account of, right, because of, roa dam, on account of tashmish. So now we're going to say the same thing. If the dam is found on him, or found on her immediately, so that's going to be machmas tashmish. If it's post, it could be the suffix. And if it's post-post, we'll discuss that achar-achar, so they're not. So the same question is, how do we measure post? At what point is it no longer considered, in plain English, well, not English, but in plain language, is it, at what point is it no longer called machmas tashmish? That's really our issue, okay? So we can say the same thing. If the aid is biyada, okay, and that's immediate. If she delays, you know, at some point, you know, that until she can get the aid or get off the bed or whatever else, that can be called post-post, and it won't be machmas tashmish. So it's the same idea. So take a look in source 9, the Ravid, in the Balei Nefesh, Shara Svira, B'dika Sim Gimel. We saw this also a couple of times already. O Dei Shachar, She Tzricha B'dika, B'dika Sim B'dika Chalav, and she has to also, Haroa Dam Machmas Tashmish, She Tzricha Livdok Pam Rishona Shnei Oshlishes, Vimrosa B'kula Masur L'Shamish, with this husband. V'hu Shabodka Atzmo Kashir Veses, O kidei shetoshit yad letachas akar o tachas akeses v'titol aid v'tivdok bo shebaila b'oshem tolei. The Ravid links the two. And I said the Rishonim links the two. Links the two figures. Aval acharkaf hareu kimeis leis shevenido she'enam etames bolav ve'enam uchzekes bro dam machmas tashmish ve'enam aseres al baila. So it comes out that according to the Ravid, the time is to be under the pillow or under the blanket to get the aid. But after that time has gone by and she checks, then we don't have to assume that the dam was on account of tashmish. She just got her periods done, and it was not, she will not be called roa dam machmas tashmish. That's the Ravid. Okay? Ravid the Balei Nefesh. The Rashba, the Torah Sambayit, by Zayin Shara Dalet, okay? He makes a little bit of a distinction, but fundamentally, he agrees, okay? He says, and so on. He speaks about the kinuach as opposed to bedika, which we talked about also. Okay, kinuach kind of an external examination. Okay, but he said in the second paragraph, that's the first part. It makes a point about you know, the sheer kinuach and so on. But then he says, "Ezel achazman kedei sheterid min amita v'tadiach panel." I v'akshin alav b'gemara v'atanya. The tirits Ravashi, he accepts the Rashboda as Ravashi's tirits. The what? Chad Shirahu, the same thing. Okay? A biyoda kadesh toshi lo tocha kar. The tivdo is going to love dafkela shetikaneach. Again, he said tikaneach is good enough. So he's pointing out that even though the Bryce was Ruton Bedikah, but it means, because the bottom line is an internal examination takes a lot more time than just a kinuach, just an external one. Okay, that's the Rashbam. The Rashbam fundamentally, again, says the same thing, that it's to get off the bed, but he quotes the Gemara, and he says the Gemara equated those two zmanim. Okay, that's the immediate and lachas one. The Rambam discussed the matter Hilchos Shgogos, Perek Hei Alachavav. Haboil Easter Shalom B'Shas Vesta. Okay, and there was no need to expect any problem. Ros Adam B'Shas Tashmish. Ha'ilah Petur Mekorn Chatas, maybe it's like Ka'onis, no reason to expect this to happen, it's a freak thing, okay, freak accident, and therefore it's Onis, not Shogi. Shashogi, Ha'ilah Livdok L'Daktik, Ha'ilah Badek Yo Yof V'Diktik, B'Shelos Lo Ha'ilah Boi Yilei Shkogo. Ha'ilah Shalom Tarach, B'Drish Ha'kirach, Ha'kach Yaseh Tzarech Ha'parah. What is a shogeg? Shogeg is when he should have asked, he should have investigated, and didn't do so. So then it's a shogeg. It's still not amazing. He should have ascertained the information better. But here it's not like that. Okay, here, shogeg should need a kapara because you should have investigated. Right? We saw this wrong, right? Well, it's a Torah. What's the problem? Shalom b'shas vesta. He didn't do anything. It wasn't the text. It wasn't shalom b'vesta. It wasn't anything. Right? It was a mamish and onus. But we discussed it. But if he was some chavesta, when he should have anticipated a problem, the dima shivol v'ifrish kadosh dira adam, he figured he can hop around and get in and out before it happened. Then chav mekarmish is only shkoga. That's another example of shkoga. Lefecha im nimtzad dam al shelo al eid shelo shneim tamei chav mekarmish nimtzad eid shelo im kincha atzma miyad kishapir shaval v'lo shosa, she didn't delay. Right, she checked right away below Shasa, and then Shneim Tamei Chayav Karbon. Bim Shasa says the Rambam, Kedei Shetoshi Yodol Tachta Kar O Tachta Kesef Titol Elidok Bo Acharkach Kincha Atzmo. Then Shneim Tamei Besofek. Bim Shasa Kedei Shetered Ben Amita V'Tadiach Panav Acharkach Kincha Atzmo and Tzadam Bailator. See there, Ezra, the Rambam was talking, but the Bailator, she's going to be a need anyway. As we see that, the Rambam says Bailator. That's a question raised before. Okay, I'm not talking about the tyrants here. Okay, anyway, but so the Rambam disagrees. Okay, the Rambam does not say like the Rashbam that the two times are the same. He makes the chiluk, one is longer than the other. Now that's his chiluk. All right, the Sefer Truma in Hilchos Nidasim Kuf Zayin, so it's 12. Okay, again, he tells the sugya. Well, what the bedikah is, hachnasa of mikol b'shofer, and how you check it out, okay? But he says, v'hani mili, maybe 6-5 lines down, you'll read the same at Shulman, v'hani mili, sh'roa miyad lachar tashmish o'ach hazman, k'dei sh'terid min amita. That's in the chiv ha'shem tolev. Achazet tashmish, yosem in hazman, achazet tashmish yosem in hazman, shepirish en asu lo b'kach, afil p'om rabos, alamutaris l'lachar zayin akim. If it happens, after Tashmish, but longer than that time, then she's Mutaris. Again, she has to wait sign the kinshah, neither. But there's no issue of Roa Dam Lachmas Tashmish. That's the same Ratshuman. Okay? The Lachazman is going down from the bed. And that's how the smug, it's if it's got a little Sim Kufi and Aleph says, oh, the Beis Yosef, my Kadesh Terry Ben Amita, the Tivdok Atzma, that'll be called the Machmas Tashmish and so on. We can't be Aleph not. The smug also, it's a race Sai Gimel. Isha Haro 14, the Isha Haro Adam Machmas Tashmish, so she says, "Oh, Bichdei Shetarid Min Amita," and so on. So that's how these Rishonim saying they're dealing with this time. Lemaisa, the Ravid, we saw this yesterday briefly, but that same section, look at 15, it's important in the Balei Nefesh there in Shara Sur B'Dikasim Gimel, right? The Yesh Omrim Ain Anu B'Kiyam Achshav B'Shurin Halalu. Well, I mean, it's very hard. It is hard to pinpoint. To reach over and get an aid from under the pillow, under the blanket, or to get off the bed. I mean, it's very, very difficult to pinpoint an exact time, the rabbi says. So we're not bekin in this room. And therefore, Hilcha calls Samuch Labia, anything which is Samuch Labia, in Bodko Motadam Neseres Albaila, Rabbi Chesgur Abachos Tashmish, Mustavar Kavos, anything which is Samuch Labia. All right, well, that doesn't help us all that much, because what does Samuch Labia mean? You know, I mean, okay, you know, the. I mean, he says the distinctions brought in the Gemara between Osiyom and Achar and Achar. It's hard to figure out, what the distinctions are. We saw in the Rishon a little bit different. Again, I don't want to stress it too much because the Rabbi says we don't know what it means. All right, so, He doesn't say it that way. We will have to figure out what Samach is.
Samach sounds like it's extending it.
A little further. Yeah. That's a question. We'll see. We'll see shortly. Okay. I realize that on the we'll go into 1 second. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says first. So Shulchan Aruch here by us now, Simkuf Pei Zayin Sim Aleph. Isha Sheros Adam Machmas Tashmish Miyad. That was the word Miyad. Bichdei Shetoshit Yod Latachakar O Losachas Hakezer Tito Eid Livdok Bo. Okay, that which is the most lenient view. That anything past that is very not called Miyad. Getting off the bed is not Miyad. That's right. The Muhammad takes in more lenient view. He says immediately means within the time that she can reach under the pillow. Okay, so then the tekanachas on mishameshes gimel pomim. She can have three times relations under those circumstances. But in bechol gimel pomim v'tzufim ra'as adam, the three straight times she looks adam. Okay, and in parentheses the kosher and the motzah gimel pomim dam al eid shelo. Again, that's for sure, right? If you found that on his clone. Okay, so then asur l'shamish in balzeh. She can no longer remain and have relations with his husband. Ela tiskar, she's not l'acher. This is l'acher. Rosh Adam achasash gimel pomer tufim again. Asul shamish also bal. Also, this second gam also bal. And ela tiskar shetina asul shlishi. Gam shlishi rosh Adam achasash gimel pomer tufim. Lo tina asul acher ela asur l'kol hashetivdo. Okay. Now, so the mechaber, the time that he picks is really like those who Shalom said. Miyad means again within the time that it takes to reach under the pillow, which is a limited time, because once you have to get off the bed already, that is going to call not miyad anymore. And so that's what the mechaber learned. The Ramah writes at the end of the fourth line here in 16 is in our siman kuf pei zayin sibal hagot the h omim she ein anu b'kiyin ezer mikra machmas tashmish ki ein b'kiyin b'shir hanizkor v'lachein kol sheroa gimel pomim samuch l'tashmish mikri l'didan machmas tashmish v'neseres v'neser al baila. Okay? So again, the Ramah quotes this, that's the writer, right? The Ramah brings that we're not so familiar with what exactly is the shear of this time. So anything samuch tashmish is treated as Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish. He does mention one, the Elo Gimel Pomim, which is Mechaber said too. Elo Gimel Pomim, Tzichim Lius Ritzufim. That's be three consecutive times. Okay? That means it always happens. All right? Have a lawyer to more so violent. And two, the ain chiluk bain im rosa gimel pomim miyad shem nisa or bain iskalka hakka rosa gimel pomim. It doesn't matter if this is the first three times they ever had relations or how this problem surfaces later on. They've been married, never had a problem, and now three times. It doesn't make a difference. That's the other thing he mentioned. Right? It doesn't matter if it's the first three times after they get married they ever had relations or at some later date. It doesn't make a difference. Okay? And he quotes the Rishon will say that. At the end, but again, he stresses the last two lines. Bechol zeh lo mari ela barasa samuch latashmir. Barasa samuch latarasa samuch latashmir and lo nesra baila umuteris lo lachar tarasa. She's still a nida, like we said before. So be muteris right away lachar tarasa. The dina kimishen lovesis. Okay. The shach and the sivkot and aleph. All right, that's the mechaber. The Shach and Sukkot Alav, Kolmar Dim Rosa Miyad Bashir Ze, Afagav Di Shoma Dachar Tashmish Rosa, the Kolmokum came in the Haisa Chayev, Sashem Tolay, Mikre, Roa Machmas Tashmish. Again, he's setting up a parallel with the Sugya, that middle slot, the Achar would have required Sashem Tolay, so therefore I'm going to say it's Roa Machmas Tashmish. Toward the end of the second line, Avalim Bodka Miyad Achar Tashmish, wants a Kolm. The Chakar Rosa, feel the Tolk Hashir Ze, will Mikre Roa Machmas Tashmish. If she first checked, and then checked again, and the first time revealed nothing, then it's not Roa Machmas Tashmish. Okay? So again, the idea is that since the person would need to be bringing Hashem Toli in the case of the Gemara needed Af Yudala, and in those cases, he's just setting up the parallel. He's saying in the circumstances under which on Daf Yudala, the Bichayev and Hashem Toli, that's called Roa Machmas Tashmish. Okay, but after that, not. All right? And the sum of it is Roa Machmas Tashmish. A few lines down, he says, the camel, Lufizela Didan, the camel, the whole summer with Tashmish, Mikro Machmas Tashmish, That's the situation. Okay? Now, what I did in source 18, you have blank, right, on your sheets. There's room to tape in. I should have made a photocopy of it. The Sefer Taras HaBayis, which is Ravad Yosef, Chacham Ravad Yosef, is Sefer Nida. So this is Simon Hay, Sif Aleph, and the Mishmeres HaBayis, Omud Reish Beis to Reish Gimel. I'll read it out inside. Okay, because Kedarka Bakodesh, huh? This is Sefer Taras HaBayis, Ravad Yosef, okay, on this Simon, and it's a Simon Hay, Sif Aleph, and the Mishmeres HaBayis, which is a footnote on the bottom, page Reish Beis and Reish Gimel. Okay, so take a look at it. I'll read it inside now, okay? Because he wants to discuss what does samach mean. Everyone says, well, okay, what is samach? So I printed his presentation because he gives you the range of the different sheetahs. And it's quite a range. B'chotzer v'tiferes tzvi, b'mokor chayim, sivkot in your bays, sheshir samach v'tashmish, hu kemo shematzina b'shas, we sometimes have samuch means a half hour. And that'll be a big chumra. But I'm reading inside, you don't have it. So that's what he quotes in the Sefer Tiferes Tzvi. Okay. Then he says, that's the sons of Rebbe. Chelek Beis, Likutim Simon Yuches. Situation. Shastei pom also achar kichatzi shol. Here's the lashon kichatzi shol. These times are imprecise. The Rambam, we're coming up to Hanukkah. The Rambam says that the candle should burn kichatzi shol. Right, here's the kichatzi shol. Well, you're all familiar. Those who studied the Yoredeah. The Basuchal, remember how long you have to wait after the flesh, what are you milkings? Around those kishay shows. Okay. We have to bear in mind, I think, in analyzing all this, they didn't have watches in those days, precise timepieces. So that's why it's a little hard. That's why I have to give all these examples what time is Shkia Teri? Oh, it's 4:23 and 16 seconds, depending on where you are. You can look on Maizmanim or any of these sites, and they tell you, and you can look at your watch. They didn't usually do that. Or you have an atomic clock. Why should I have to put an atomic clock? So, it's done through whatever. Not that I ever want to see it, but it automatically changes from daylight savings to Easter. Jumps by itself, forward and backward. Anyway, so today we have all these precise measurements of time with Shkia, with Nates, people in Shul this morning, you're waiting for the Nates as you're looking, everyone's looking at their watch. Okay, so we're able to do that. But in those days, they weren't able to do that. They didn't have precise timepiece like we have now. And therefore, they had to come up with these other things. So, Samuch is Chatzisha, Divrei Chaim is Kichatzisha, which again is a big chumrah. Okay, but that's what he says. Then he quotes a sefer Nachal Eshkol. But Nachal Eshkol was written by Rabbi Tzvi Ben Yamin Arbach, okay, who put out an edition of the Sefer Eshkol. The Sefer Eshkol is from the Rishonim. Sefer Eshkol is a Sefer Halacha from the Rishonim. By the way, it's available in the Sefer Eshkol is available in the Bar Ilan Sidi Ram. It's available in the print. I have it home. The Sefer Eshkol is written by the father-in-law of the Ravid. The father-in-law of the Ravid Balasogos, the Ravid and the Rambam. Interesting enough, he was also sometimes called, the father-in-law was also sometimes called Ravid, because he used to sign, or he was referred to as Rabbeinu Avram Av Bezdin. Rabbeinu Avram Av Bezdin. So that somehow got shortened into Ravid. So that's why sometimes you have a steer in the Ravid. Right, this one quotes the Ravid said this, that one quotes the Ravid said that, but it's not a steer, it's a two people. Okay, the Ravid Balasogos, it was actually a third Ravid. Was a traveler, I think, even Daoud, so he also wrote some things. All right, you have to know which Ravid you're talking. Sometimes they refer to the Ravid Arishon and the Ravid Hashem. We refer to the Ravid, that's the Ravid Balasagas, on the Rambam, and then on the Balai Nefesh, and then on the commentary on the Rif, and so on. Anyway, so his father was called the Sefer Eshkol. So this Tzvi Ben Yamin Arbach put out an edition of the Sefer Eshkol with his commentary on the bottom called the Nachal Eshkol. Okay? There is some tumbling whether what he put out was authentic Sefer Eshkol or not. Okay, later on, Albeck Albeck put out a different edition of the Sefer Ash called Moskali, whatever, considered in some ways more authentic. And it was all tumult whether this Tzvi Auerbach was. I don't think it was assumed that he intentionally made up stuff instead of the Sefer Ash called, but he had a faulty or an edited manuscript. I'm not sure. If you're interested in that subject, Rabbi Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rav's son here, they printed a few years ago collected essays. If you know that, they have two volumes of collected essays from Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik. So there's one essay about, he talks about this subject of different sarmists. He speaks about the non-classical, at least in a footnote. I don't think it was about this. He was talking about somebody else who referred to this as a riot, and in a footnote he said there's a whole pumus about this Nachal Eshkol. Anyway, so Rav Adya quotes it here. Nachal Eshkol, Sefer Eshkol, Kosev, Bepshitus, Shem Motzadam Reva Shah. He mentions a quarter of an hour. And there's Nachal Eshkol, Reva Shah. Okay? And he said it's not even no suffix whatsoever. Okay? He says, then he quotes the Pre-Deah. The Pre-Deah is from the author of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on Chumash. The Or HaChaim, HaChaim Ibn Attar, right? They wrote the Or HaChaim HaTorah, it's called Peres Ginoser, okay, Pre-Deah. So the Pre-Deah in Sim Kuf Pei Zayim, Hevi Divim HaKor HaChaim HaNal, who said half an hour, the Hissigla, we disagreed, She'ein Zeh Enyel Samuch HaNemar B'Shas. The word Samuch here, Samuch Latashvish, is not like Samuch elsewhere in the Shas, a half an hour. Okay. Shari Ikar Chumar She'ein Ana Bekiyim B'Shir She'toshit Yod Al Tachas Akar V'Tito Eid L'Kanech V'Tikanech V'Lo Yala Das Is a Yosem Reva Shah. That does no under no circumstances that take a half an hour to do the things which the Gemara gave as examples. You know, finding a cloth and going down and examining yourself. He said the maximum, even that's a lot, is 15 minutes. There's no way it takes a half hour. Okay. And he says, and if you want to fuss about the word Samuch. So he said, what about, says the Rabbi, he said, according to the Archaim, he said, what about Smichas Gula Latvila? Okay, same word, Samuch. What about Smichas Gula Latvila? Okay, or Techev L'Smicha Shchita. All these Techev, right? Techev until Sidayim Brocha. All right, and all these things, as far as Techev L'Smicha Shchita, he quotes a Tosis in Sota, who says, Toch Kedei, he looked 22 Amos, Chav Beis, walking 22 Amos, which is about, you know, about 15 seconds, okay? So, obviously, the word samuch means different things in different places, all right?
Do you think there's all legitimate answers?
He's saying, then he concludes, therefore, don't bother with the lotion of samuch. Now, he's trying to just simply, he's upslugging this other sefer who said a half hour because of samuch l'mincha. Arbi Pshachim Samuch L'Mincha, you know, I mean, the half hour. Samuch L'Mincha is a half hour before Zman Mincha, Zman Mincha Tana. So he said, no, don't bother this one. The other place where it says Samuch doesn't mean that. And therefore he says, this Rav Yosef quotes the Archaim, he says, since this whole thing, Aro Adam, Achas Tashmish, and so on, is based on Vesas and Vesas Darabonon, he said, Yesh Lanu Litvos Shir Smicha Hayosek Tana, Shabashas, which is Kedahil Kof Beis Aho, which is not long at all. Okay? Then he quotes, then Rav Adya Yosef quotes of Shlomo Kluger, okay? And he writes, V'aposkim lo biru lono shir samach v'tashmish mahu, v'nir v'netzad asvar lomar shashir k'dei hilich chof beiz amo, okay, which is k'mal shemetim ha'almo, and like the Ramo brings by Natil Sedayim and things like that, okay? How long after the Sedayim you have to go to the Rekamotzi, you're not supposed to delay. It's always a question, if you have a wedding, you have to walk outside and wash, but all right, the same room, I don't know that now, but you're supposed to, it's not that long, okay? Not that long. And again, it says Reva Shah. Other tshuvas, more of all those, he quotes the Shir Chatzimil, which is 9 minutes. Okay. Shal tshuvas binyan shasim, I'm not familiar with all these sarm, you know, but the Ravadi is. So he says it's 3 minutes. Someone else says 5 minutes. Okay. So, so basically the range in the six different shitas that he brings here is from 15 seconds to 30 minutes. Okay, it's 15 seconds, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 9 minutes, 15 minutes, and 30 minutes. Those are the six different possibilities. 15 seconds, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 9 minutes, 15 minutes, and 30 minutes.
You're saying, okay. Huh? You're trying to upslug the 30 minutes by saying it's all based on verses for a fun, and why didn't you use the time of some of the best?
Yeah, that's also true. Yeah. That would be even longer, though, that's
yeah,
right, that's true. Anyway, so the if you want to look it up, I say look at the Matar's Vayis. You have all these different sheetahs that he collects on this. I think the assumption is after 3 minutes. I don't think we accept the 15 seconds one here, but if it's after 3 minutes, then we say it's not a problem. Okay, so that's on that issue. All right, that is another interesting, important question. All right. Yeah, so we say 3 minutes, or maybe some say 5 minutes, but that's it. Okay? All right, so everyone with me so far? So that's why I left that blank. I cut it out and pasted it to my sheet, but you can take a look in the Sefer Torah. But maybe by now that's in the database. I don't think so. Okay, huh? What do you mean? No? We still say Bishan Zev. She sees always Machmas Tashmish. She has a divorce. Sure, yeah. Well, this is unless you can be told it in a market or something else. No, but again, it's pretty. It is. You're asking as a. It's not common. It's pretty rare. But it's pretty rare that there's a raw dam machmas tashrish, mamish machmas tashrish, as opposed to irritation and everything else. But sometimes, like in a case that I mentioned, that I heard about, that again, a woman had some sort of thing with the lining, where a biological, I don't want to say defect, but some biological condition, that was a problem. So it does come up. It does come up. Again, I'm going through it here in the Shulchan Aruch. So let's finish. Yeah, let's go back to it. So we look in our 19. The Balei Nefesh over there says an important thing, an interesting thing. This is a question in Rishonim. Does the first time count? Remember, we had that before also with the Rabbi. Does the first time count? Or you begin the count of three. Again, if this happened three times, she has to get divorced, right? So does the first one count, or that's the Reyes stuff from which now we have to start watching? So the Balei Nefesh, the question is how many times, how do you count the times? So Balei Nefesh over there, in Shara Sphere of Dika Simon Gimel writes, for Od Tam Veteda, Ki Lo Nachush Alel Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish, Ad Sheyuod Bar Reyes Al Zeh. That's the Rabbi Lashitosa. We had that memory last week, I think, right, that the first has to be a problem, right? One is once in the Reyes, Sher Kach Shanin Bebraisa, Nisez Vero Sadam Machmas Tashmish, then Mishamesh Par Mishon Shin Shlishis. So it's Nisez Vero Sadam. Right? Ra Saddam, or in the language that we have, look back in the, forget about that Nisa, that will come in later. We'll probably get to it today, tomorrow it finishes up. But take a look at the very first source, the Gemara needs the Samachayim Beit in the bottom. Tanar Abonim. Haroa Dam Machmas Tashmish. So then it says, Mishamesh is probably shown us in your sleeves. Sounds like Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish once. So now you can, Mishamesh is, she can have a relation with her husband, probably shown us in your sleeves. After seeing the first time doesn't count. In plain English, you know what I'm saying? That's how he's medayik from the language of the Bryce over there in on Samachayim Beis. Argues Tanur Abonim Haro Da Machmas Tashmish one time. Oh, now she can Mishamesh is 1, 2, 3. So that's how the Rabbi. They had a little different girsa, but the farpers were at the moment the same. Nisav Rosadam Machmas Tashmish. Forget the word Nisav, but Rosadam Machmas Tashmish. Then Mishamesh is Parmishon Shnei Shlishis. The Kamei Chol Tashmish. Okay, so. What comes out from this is Mashmat Kamaisa Lav Miminyonahi. Okay? So therefore, if you love these, so Abba Reyesa, Rasadam Samachashal, Abba Chayshal. So you have to have some sort of Reyesa. So that's what the Rabbi says. So if she saw Dam, then she can have Tashmish three times. The first one doesn't count. They don't count in terms of establishing the Chazok of Roh Dam, Machmas Tashmish. Okay? But the Rambam disagrees, looks like. Hilchas Yisur Bia Perak Dala Lachachof. The Rambam writes, "Misharos Adam b'shas Tashmish, hareizem mutarz l'shamish kishatita et pam shniya." First one already counted. If she sees Dam Machmas Tashmish, she can now still mutter for her to be with him again a second time. Ros Adam b'pam shniya, mishamesh is pam shlishes. She can be with him a third time. Then Ros Adam b'shlishes, hareizem asura l'shamish im balzei l'olam. Okay. But in parentheses, there, around Ben Rambam, Shelo Hayasham Dover Lisosbo. You can't be told in some other problem. But again, that's not for us in a moment. The bottom line is the Rambam seems to be disagreeing with this Rav in the Balei Nefesh. It's interesting, the Rav here on the Rambam doesn't seem to comment. But in the Balei Nefesh, he says the first one doesn't count. And the Rambam says it does, because he says, Misharos Adam the first time. So then it's Muteris, the second time, third time, etc. The first one does count. Similarly, in the Hilchos Nidah the Ramban, in 21, Parak Vav, Os Tes Zion. Misharos Adam b'shas Tashmish Pam Rishona Ushliya Ushlishes. Not first time and then another three, but first for 1, 2, and 3. The Ain Sham Dover Lisos Bo. There's no other thing to say that Dam came from. Harit Tzidkarish Umutarosin Asulsheni. This is a Sheni. Rosh Adam b'Kach b'shas Tashmish. Okay, again three times and so on, Tomishon Shushush, etc. Okay. So that's the Ramban. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch here, actually not here, but in the preview, remember I told you yesterday, Simon Kuf Pei Vav, Siv Hei, ends with a strange thing. It says, I printed again at 22. The last the sif we did yesterday, right? Simon Kuf Pei Vav, the last simon, last sif in the previous simon. Im Ross Adam Achazash Shalosh Pomer Tzufim Asul Shamish Olam Im Osabal. Okay, he's born with Simon Shachar Zev. But it's interesting. Look back at what the Shulchan Aruch says here. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch here in Kuf Pei Zayin says, Isha Sheroa Sadam Machmas Tashmish. Look at 16. Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Aleph. Her sif. Isha Sheroa Sadam Machmas Tashmish. Miyad over the farm Miyad. Okay, Mishamesh is Gimel Pomer. Sounds like more like the Ragdon, right? Because it says Isha Sheroa Sadam Machmas Tashmish. Then it defines, you know, how you check good. Mishamesh is Gimel Pomer. Mashma afterwards three times, like the Ragdon. But in the previous sif, okay, it's previous simon, less sif. That sounds more like the Raman Arban. I don't know, especially since the Shulchan Aruch is saying stay tuned, maybe that's why he's saying it, you know, he's saying, well, I'll explain what I mean fully in the next one. In Sim Kuf Pei Vav, it sounds like she saw Dan three times, so the first one counts, that's number one, is the first one, okay. What?
Is it has been happening a lot so far in half the season.
What?
The Shulchan Aruch quoting other opinions.
Yeah. I tell you, again, in Aruch Chaim, really, he goes with the Rambam all the time. In your day, he doesn't necessarily. Okay. The Taz in Sirkot Aleph 23, the Taz says, Mishamesh Gimpon Pirish Im Oso Tashman, Sherosa Kvar Damach Mosov. Okay. He says clearly, he's passing like the Raman Arban. The first one counts. He says three times, including, he says, absolutely, including, so does the Shach. Okay, it's a cotton base. Gimel Pom, Im Harishon, line of Ode Base Pomen. Okay, so these are Chorin Pei, there's Taz and Shach. He says we follow the Raman Arban, the first one does count. Okay, now there's a long Taurus HaShlomim, 25, on the bottom of the page of Shulchan Aruch, here in Simkuf Pei Zayin, Sikot Beis, right? He quotes, the Hainu Ode Base Pomen, Kain Kasav Aprisha, the Taz, the Shach. That's how many holds, like the Rambam and everything else. Okay, and he quotes, as we said. But the truth is, he points out that that's not really what the Ravid's right, in that the Gemara doesn't apply that way. The simple reading of the Gemara, I gotta tell you, go back again. Harod Dam Machmas Tashmish, she saw. So then, she can have Tashmish one, two, and three times. The Gemara, that's what he's trying to stress, the Taz Hashanah, that the simple reading of the Gemara is like the Ravid. The first one does not count. Okay. And he said because the Torah and the Mechaber quote the language of the Gemara that you can have three times below Bilu Rishona. Okay, but the language of the Rambam who doesn't quote the language of the Gemara just says it's Dafka and so on. All right, and he says that's what the Ravid. One second. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. Now, so here's what he adds. Look in the Torah of Solomon. It's, again, it's verse 25, 3, 6, 8 lines from the top towards the end of the line. Ube'emes harayvid ozel shitoso, the posuk sham dafila isha she'en lo vestas, eina tzricha bedika labayla, lo lifnei tashmish o lo achar tashmish, the eina chosheshes l'roa machmas tashmish, kol hecha de lekareyaso. That's what he spoke about then. The rayvid, like those who showed him, says, kol isha labayla, doesn't need bedika. Okay, doesn't even need a bedika, isha labayla, unless there's a reyasa. Okay, the reyasa, that's what we spoke about that, right? That's the sheet that arrived. The arrival of shitoso. Okay, unless there's some reyasa, of alkain, ria kamaisa lab minyano. Therefore, the first one doesn't count because that's what creates the reyasa. And then she has to start two bedikas and so on. Aval Rambam. That's the Rambam, again, the minority view. That is the Rambam who said that you need bedikah l'achar tashmish. The chashina l'roa machmas. I came positive. You're showing gam kemi nara. Why not? Just do a check anyway, and then check afterwards anyway. So that's what he's saying. That the Rambam and the Ravid are actually tosol on this issue. Yeah. Batur. Batur Shemavur. One second. Batur Shemavur. Between Kuf Pevav. The base palm river Shem Sagi. Hanavisha Shein Lavesa. The pasuk Tzukubnika Achatash. Al Kain pasuk. The Gam Rishona Bichal. He now answers the little steer that we mentioned between the end of Kuf Pevav and Kuf Pezayin. Okay. Back in Kuf Pevav, the Torah Shema says. Okay. There they're talking about in Kuf Pevav. It's a woman who has no vessels. Okay. I'm sorry, the woman, was that true? The woman with the vessels, one second. And Kuf Pevav, yeah, Kuf Pevav, he says, over there, they were talking about Isha Shiesha vessels, and therefore, she doesn't have to check at all. Therefore, you need three rias without the first one, right? But here we're talking about a woman who doesn't have a vessels, and so therefore it'll be different. That's what he wants to suggest as the chiluk. Kuf Pezayim, it's a woman without a vessels, does not address it, right? And therefore, there's a need for B'dik al-Achatash, which the first year does count. That's how you resolve the problem. The previous sin was talking about a woman who's Yeshua Vesis, and therefore she doesn't have to do any B'dik, and therefore the first year won't count. That's how he solves the stira, or the apparent stira between what it says in Kufay Moksifay and what we say over here. There we pass, over there we pass like the Raman Arban, okay, who said the first one counts, because there we're talking about a woman who has a vest. There we're talking about a woman with a vest. Therefore, there's no need for bedika the way we paskin. Okay. Well, that won't work for the Rambam, but it'll work the way we paskin, right? Is that correct? Does that add up? Does that add up? Again, in Kuf Pevav, the woman with a vest, there was no need for do bedika. So therefore, the first Ria doesn't count. You know, so I'm sorry, that's over there. That's it. I'm sorry, that's over there. That's like the rabbit. Correct. I'm sorry. That'll be like the rabbit. Right? That's not what it says. One second. Kupe Vovsiv Hei said the other way. It said just three times. Afka Gimri is below Rishona. One second. Sim Kuf Pevav, Ein Leishli Dokhal, Al Kain Bina Dafka Gimri is below Rishona. Is that over, that's over there? Yeah, I'm sorry, I said it backwards. I said, okay, I'm sorry. Looked at three, six lines on the bottom. Batur, Shemavur B'dvar B'sim Kuf Pevav, the Bebeis Pa'amim V'Rishona Sagi, right, I'm sorry, the other way around. In Kuf Pevav, they're talking about a woman who's ain lo vesis. Okay? In Kuf Pevav is ain lo vesis, who needs to do a bedik al achar tashmish, and therefore the rear Rishona counts. Okay? But here, in this simon, it's talking about a woman who has a vesis. Okay, a woman who has a vesis, does have a vesis. Remember, in the previous simon, the first sif talked about Yeshua vesis, but after that it was talking about ain lo vesis. Yeah, that's correct. Okay, I said it backwards. I'm sorry. Read again from the last part of the Torah Shema. Vatur Shemavur Midor B'Sim Kuf Pevav. The Bebeis Palm of Riyah Shana Sagi. Hainu B'Shir She'en Lo Veses. She'a Posek the Tzarek Bedika Achar Tashmish. Al Kain Posek the Gam Riyah Shana Michal. But the Kan B'Sim and Zeh She'a Tik Lashon Shas Mishamesh Es Gimel Pomim. Then Hainu B'Shir She'esh Lo Veses. That's how he resolves that theory. Okay? Okay, so that's the that is the let's correct this in my notes here. Okay. Yeah, okay. That's how you solve it. Finally, I guess I really want to finish this, but we'll wait till next time. Tomorrow does the doodle well the Pische Tshuva, if you're cutting base, quotes this question of whether the first one counts or not, or the rivet and so on. He mentioned an interesting thing from the Chacham Sofer. Okay, Shul Yoredei Chelik Simon Simon Kuf Samach Dalad. Okay, he chose to choose Chacham Sofer Yoredei Chelik Yoredei Simon Kuf Samach Dalad. Okay, and he says that according to this shita, according to the Ravid, that according to the Ravid, the reassurance doesn't count. He says he adds that it doesn't count for each of the three husbands. Your mama start over again from ground zero. That's what he's saying. If she remarries, you don't say, well, she already had a reyesa, so therefore, you know, now the second time, but you could argue that the first time with the first husband, so that first time didn't count, and you have to have three times. And once she already had that, she gets married a second time, then you just need three without, including the first one. Wouldn't be able to have four. Three would include that. Second, same with the third husband. But Sam Sofer says he thinks that the first bia doesn't count with any of the husbands, meaning if she marries another man, the first bia doesn't count with him either. Okay? So, so if after two times she came to Eskut Shala, we would say that the first, we make at least if, she, if we would be makel. That's what he says. He does say at the end, depends. He's not convinced of it 100%. Okay, he quotes some who disagree. And he says at the end an interesting thing. He says that he says perhaps if he thinks that if the woman would ask after two times, you wouldn't be makel. Okay, but if she already had three, we don't want her to get divorced necessarily. You know, so then we can be makel. In other words, if the third time, if now is the third time, we'll say the first time doesn't count. All right, we'll say the first time doesn't count. It depends when the bottom line. It depends when the shal is being asked. Okay, if your decision will result in her having to get divorced, so we don't count the first time. If the decision won't result in her getting divorced right now, and then we'll count the first time. Okay, that's it. Sums over. All right, well, I guess we'll stop over here. I wanted just to do a few more things, but we'll finish this tomorrow. Move on. I sent you the Marmar Kalmus, right? So you should have tomorrow. This will take the first 10 minutes just to finish this up. Unless I should do it now. No, we'll do it tomorrow. All right, so what time is it? Yeah, okay, all right, we'll stop over here. Yeah, question.
Is she on Wednesday?
Is she on Wednesday? Hold on, let me just stop the recording here 1 second.